This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom, and it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation.
This is Ricey. You've been hearing my friend Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk, for years on the radio and Garage Logic podcast. I strongly recommend you sit down with Josh for your no-cost, no-obligation, 48-minute consultation on your investments, including your IRA and 401k. You can benefit from Josh's years of experience navigating different market and economic conditions, and he'll always give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Give Josh a call now at 952-925-5608 to book your no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation. That's 952-925-5608. You'll be glad that you did, and tell him Ricey sent you. Don't forget to ask, why is it 48 minutes, Josh?
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Ricey is a paid endorser.
I'm crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Ricey Unchained.
All right, Patrick, spring training has started. Games have started. What are you seeing down there in Fort Myers?
I'm seeing that spring training is definitely too long. These teams are in no hurry to put their lineup out there. And now the Yankees have, just looking at today's game, the Yankees have pretty much, because it's a home game, it might even be the first one, I don't know. But they got everybody but Judge in a lineup. And meanwhile, the Twins are sending out that Simeon Woods Richardson, who's barely hitting 90 miles an hour these days. I don't know what happened to him. He was, you know, he was under 90 at the end of last year. He's one of the guys he got in the Berríos trade, and that might not work out, but he could be in trouble pitching against this lineup today. Here's the deal: they have the spring training players, right? And they have they got the invitees, okay? But you also have, like, already you got 30, 40 guys right across the parking lot. The hero of the opening day victory Saturday isn't either on the roster or an invitee. He's just some guy they had come over and play the seventh inning and he hit a home run, you know, Sheffield, some double-A player.
Yep.
It's, they don't use this to make any decisions anymore. I mean, most of the decisions are already made, and they don't get in shape because they're already shape when they got here.
Yep.
But I think I said this probably before, they have all these, the Twins lease here is signed through 2044 for spring training when they got those improvements. There's nothing in there that specifically says how many games they have to play, but you couldn't just cut it down to, you know, they need 16 or 17 home dates, the Red Sox and the Twins, to, you know, for the county and everybody to get any kind of a value out of the deal. So, you know, instead of playing your first exhibition game on March 6th, you're going to continue to play it on February 24th or 3rd or something like that. And, but they're not, it's not like what, like yesterday at Boston, was over there, nice game, good seats, decent crowd. And by the fifth inning, they got guys pitching nobody will ever see, you know, we'll never see.
So I was listening to it. It was a gong show.
Yeah, it was. I mean, who's this playing now? Who's number 85? And I think the world was better off when we had spring training in Orlando, and the minor leaguers were in Melbourne, so you couldn't just say in the sixth inning, hey, get Billy over here, we need a left fielder, somebody, you know, because they got, it's all of the teams now basically have the same situation as the Twins. The minor league facility is, you know, a block away from the other facility. But it's consider the prices they're charging, you know, $30, $40 for some of these seats at a Red Sox spring training game. You never know who you're going to see. I remember the Cardinals. Heck, this is 7-8 years ago. The Cardinals came. And there's a lot of St. Louis, Missouri retirees down here. And the Cardinal, and they filled the place up. There were 9,000 people. Cardinal fever. And the biggest name in the lineup was a young Paul DeJong. You know, he was a young Paul DeJong. He wasn't even the regular yet. So nobody came here. Do you really, when the schedule comes out and you see the Cardinals are coming and it's the middle of March. So you're thinking, okay, they're deciding, they got stuff. And nobody shows up.
Because they're in Jupiter, so.
Yeah, they're across the way. Yeah,
they're not going to bring their A players.
No, but I think that, I don't know. Maybe it's just an event. Drink a beer and watch the game and tell the kids to maybe get an autograph of some regular player who's walking someplace else when they're leaving or something. But it's too long. They don't have to be down here this long because, last week, Pablo is pitching BP.
Yeah.
But BP is now an in and out. Okay. A guy comes up, he's pitching two innings.
Yep.
And when he's going to face four batters, but he gets you out. You walk me. It's not like if you pop up the first pitch, that's your at bat. And then it's not like, the BP of my youth, when you just sit there and see guys, that was great. They did, see him hit 25 home runs and somebody be lobbing it in there and they'd hit their home runs.
Well, BP is dead as we knew it, right?
Oh, God, yeah. And they don't, if you go to a game at Target Field, you might see the visiting, the visiting team will take BP, but half of them might not take BP. There's a lot of them that prefer to take their BP in the cage because they can set the machine to throw the pitches that they want them to. It's just a different world. I miss the old bombs away BP that you used to see where guys would just smash home runs all over the place. But it's, this probably helps you more. You really need Carlos Correa seeing Pablo Lopez's best stuff on February 24th? No. Let's all ease into that like we used to, but that's what makes spring training way too long now. It's because they're all, Pablo could pitch next week. He couldn't go 8 or 6 or 7, but he could go 3 innings with his best stuff next week, So it's just a completely different world, that's for sure.
I think the thing that we've learned, baseball and football especially too, you don't need a bunch of games.
Oh no, God,
football's
no.
down I mean, to three. I mean, you could play two.
It's very comparable to football. What's happened in football is that, if you go back 20 years and okay, the regulars are. We're gonna play. The regulars are gonna play some the first game, and some the second game. And the third game, they're gonna play 3 quarters, and then fourth game, nobody's gonna play. But now the NFL is making no effort to protect the ticket buyer either. But now the thing is, half the quarterbacks don't take a snap, right? Don't play a play, right? In the preseason,
probably, yeah.
In the exhibitions, yeah, maybe half of them. I mean, did Kirk Boyd take a snap last year in the exhibitions?
I don't know. Pretty sure he did.
I don't think he did. And guess what happened?
2 years.
Guess what happened? He tore an Achilles and missed half the season. So what good did it do? You're just trying to.
We just don't need him.
You're trying to avoid injuries, but yes, it's the people, it's the fans that are getting robbed, but. I think you're getting robbed more in football. There aren't as many of them, but in baseball, you kind of know what you're getting. You're going to go and right. you're going to sit in the sun and you're going to drink a beer and you can, hey, I think that's Royce walking across the field there. You know what else you don't get in spring training? You don't get to see the pitchers run in the outfield anymore. They banned that, I guess.
They did?
That would be great, wasn't it?
That was I didn't great, know they yeah. banned that. That yeah, was a staple never, of spring training on the warning yeah, track. A bunch of guys yeah. running around.
Yeah, right. It was great. I don't think they do it anymore. They must have stopped him, but because nobody does it anymore. But that, well, you'd say, well, Burt's getting his miles in here while yeah. the game's going on. Well, that gave you the right attitude about spring training, though.
When did we go from in baseball and football, especially the expectation that a certain amount of guys would show up fat? And would spend that yes. time to lose the weight to they'd show up fat and get in trouble for it.
Yes. Yes.
You know, now you get in trouble if you show up fat.
Yes. They're all, there's nobody. There's nobody that, you know, we don't even have Miguel to look at anymore to see if he's fat and he lost 58 pounds.
I know.
Now, I thought that photo that got sent out of him in the Angels uniform
yep.
About 2 weeks ago, I saw yep. on Twitter. I thought that was like AI doing it, that they put him in the thing. I didn't, because he looked skinnier
yeah.
than when he was skinny. If that's really him, you know, the Twins are going to get a lot of abuse for never able to convince him to get in shape. But what happened? I don't know. What do you think they did? Did they kidnap him and hold him in for ransom somewhere?
I don't know, because he looked almost too thin in that one, though.
Yeah, he does.
I don't need him that thin.
Thin on his face, but 58 pounds would probably put him at, he was about 252 when he showed up as a rookie.
Just over 200.
For a rookie with the Twins, but then he probably got up to, last year his big, he was over 290. So, but even if he's at 240, that's 10 pounds lighter than when he showed up in 2015.
Yeah.
You know, he was 252 that year, I think. And the reason the Twins decided they had to play him in a position, which was going to be right field, is that he'd gotten himself up to 270 being the DH, you know, from July 2nd. That Major League meal money screwed him up something fierce, and he put on all that weight. But, hey, good for him. It would be great if you wonder if the swing might have, he might have lost it, or maybe, you know, but if he weighs 250, he should be able to produce, shouldn't he?
I hope so. He certainly should have a chance to play there, because the Angels are
mess. Oh, God, yeah, got nothing, yeah.
They're an unholy mess.
This is Patrick Ricey for the Canopy Group. The insurance industry is full of one agent representing one company. That must sound familiar to most of you. Chances are your current agent has just one company. But think how limiting that really is. You need more than one agent representing more than one company. The Canopy Group gives you 50 specialists and 16 separate insurance companies. Some of the names you'll recognize, like Auto Owners and Progressive, some you won't, but here's what you get. An agency that will shop for the best possible coverage from all of these different companies. As your needs change, the Canopy Group continues to find the best coverage for a company that specializes in just what you need. Are you stuck with one company and one agent? Are you confident that your home, auto, and business are properly insured? If not, get options. Visit thecanopygroup.com. Talk about an attitude. And Rendon, did you see that interview with him?
Oh, yeah. Basically, he's a jackass.
He don't give a damn. And nope. He was great. He
hates
Washington.
Baseball. He hates baseball.
Yeah, he doesn't like playing. That's right. Yeah, he said he wishes he was home with the kids, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, he's...
Well, poor Mike Trout. Why just trade him. Just trade Mike Trout. Get him out of there.
Not doing any good. Nobody's going to go to any of their games ever they lost Ohtani, so... It's interesting to take a look at this season, because I think the whole Dodger thing has kind of depressed everybody. They've made themselves unbeatable, but what if they aren't unbeatable? Last year was the first year, the six-team shootout, basically, and they ended up with a NHL-type final, Texas and Arizona.
Yep.
And you say in most sports, hey, that's good, the unexpected, except in baseball, if it's not the Dodgers or the Cubs or the Red Sox or the Yankees, nobody watches it. So then it's a bad thing. So a Texas-Arizona World Series, which you can see as this fantastic event, upsets, baseball, wow. Except that nobody watched it. Worst TV ratings of all time. So
the Diamondbacks ain't going to be a big draw, and Texas is, you know, Texas is at least in the right market size, but
you knew it was going to happen. But the fact that they had we all want unpredictable baseball fans all want unpredictable until they get it.
But you're right. Like the Dodgers look unbeatable, but yes. Ohtani can't pitch. So that's out. And you're right. Like that first round, you play two bad games, you go home.
Yeah, and somebody's got a, you know, they got some ace pitcher who can beat you in games 1 and 5, and you can get beat. You know, all the other teams got to do is win one. So it is kind of a shootout deal. And it was funny last year listening to, nobody ever whines when there's an upset in football, right? Nobody really whines when there's an upset in anything. But last year there were people saying, well, the team with the higher seed should start off with a 1-0 advantage. You know, I had one game to none. You know, and they were trying to, who was it? Somebody was on TV saying that. And it was a former player or something. It should be who gets the TV time. It should be 1-0. No, it shouldn't. No. It's, you get the home field. If you get beat, you get beat. What the hell?
And the first round has byes built in, so.
Right. The two best teams get a bye.
So they shouldn't.
Yeah, and if you're the worst, like the Twins were, if you're the winner of the worst division, it's okay you don't get a bye, right?
Yeah, you don't deserve a bye. Yeah, the Twins did not deserve a bye.
No, they did not. They did not. But I didn't see a lot of I saw their lineup. They took about three regulars up to New York today, I guess. So
Tampa, right?
Tampa. Yeah. I haven't been up there for a few years. I remember I was up there. I think the last time I was up there, Joe Christensen was still covering baseball. Joe, being the guy worried about the planet like he is, I rented a Prius and we went up there. And we got out to the car and it was still running. It ran so 5 hours after we parked it, or 5.5 hours, it would had about instant left of it. It was some kind of a hybrid by then. And it was, I think it was a Prius. I don't know what it was, but it had about 1 ounce of juice left when we got out to the parking lot. So, yeah, I haven't been up there for a while. They did name the field after George, so that's good. We shouldn't forget that it's named after George.
And that's on the same site as where the Reds had their field when they trained in Tampa, right?
Yeah, I guess. They tore it, it's right next to the football stadium. You know, it's all out on there. Dale Mabry,
yeah.
Sports and strip joints. It's terrific. I don't know if we still have the strip joints there, but they...
It's Florida. I'm willing to bet they do.
Some of the world's most famous strip joints are right down there on Dale Mabry, too. So what was it? There was one that... I don't know what the name of it is. I've never been in there. Venus something. They've had some famous athletes involved in incidents in there.
No.
No, that's hard to believe. So explain this. What's going on with our Wild? What is going on here? Man alive. They lose that first game on a road trip. I said, okay, here they go.
Right.
And then they beat Edmonton, of all people. And then they beat the crackheads bloody.
Yep.
What's going on?
They're 7-1-1 since the All-Star break. They're playing really well again now. The issue is this. The trade deadline is a week from Friday. And my question is, are you going to continue to play this way after the trade deadline? It feels like the Vikings, you know? The Vikings are like, don't trade any of, you know, we're going to make a run. We're going to make a run. And then as soon as the deadline is done, it sort of regress. So, I mean, they're playing well, but I have no idea. If you look at the wild card race in the Western Conference, it is crazy.
How high could they possibly get?
Oh, I think probably the highest they could possibly get is the top wild card, which I don't think they're going to get to.
Okay, but that would be what, fifth then, right?
Yeah, and that would be what, fourth in their division, which doesn't really matter because because they're not going to get to to the top three in their division. So
who we got? Who we got playing? We got Boldy and Kaprizov together now, or what?
With Eriksson-Ek. Line has been outstanding.
I never thought I'd live long enough to see Ek get 30 goals, but he's gonna.
He's had a hell of a year. He's had a hell.
And they got him signed cheap too, right?
They got him signed to a very reasonable contract. But this is the line that we were all telling Dino to put together. Give Ek a chance there. Mm-hmm. And Boldy's been great. So right now the third place team in the Central, which is the Wild's division, is Colorado with 75 points. The first wild card are the Kings with 68, Nashville 66, St. Louis 62, the Wild, who plays tomorrow night against Carolina, 62. Calgary's 1 point back of that. So, mm-hmm. I mean, this is going to be a complete race to the finish.
St. Louis any good?
They're okay. Yeah. They're not great. They got waxed. They got embarrassed by Detroit on Saturday in Detroit. Mm-hmm. They got absolutely blown out. But
This team has been wonderfully strange. They first got the new coach, the Fighting Heinzies. They were great. Then they were terrible. Yep. Now they're good again. Yeah.
Yep.
This is probably the best they've. This is better than they played when the Fighting Heinzie first came in here, though, right?
Yes, and so
because they've beaten some good opponents
during that bad stretch. I think they had Kaprizov out, they had Gustafsson out, but that's sort of a mixed bag because he's been great or awful at times, and then Spurgeon and Brodin out at that time. But here's my thing: don't tell me about injuries because every team has them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's man games,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
See all these man games we lost? I mean, yes. That's sports.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. Now, if it gets egregious, like four or five guys, yeah, then it hurts. But, that goes on everywhere. I always say, as I say in football, two regulars get hurt, you can have a good season. Six regulars get hurt, you're in trouble.
Yep. So exactly.
That's, Same way looking at this baseball team right now. I just can't imagine, we had this stat again the other day. Last year they got 895 innings out of their starting pitchers, which was fourth in baseball. And they were good. In the end, they were good. The year before they got 780-some, and they were 28th in baseball, and they stunk. So I think what concerns you is they're probably going to be closer to the 788 than the 895 this year. So, you got Pablo and then you got hopefuls, but,
right.
I don't know what's going to happen here. I'm getting the impression that, what's his name? The guy with the bad arm, Di Sclafani or whatever his name is. Has he pitched yet? I haven't seen him pitch. I don't know. He hasn't pitched yet. Nope. So what's the deal here? He's supposed to be ready to go. Why is he not? I guess I haven't asked anybody.
Has Buxton played yet? He hasn't played
yet.
No, right? Okay.
No, heavens no. We wouldn't. That's not going to happen. He's going to look great. He's 100%. I don't know. I think it's very embarrassing. If cutting out a couple of flaps of skin fixed his knee, and we missed that for the last
three years. Why did they move the flaps aside and do another surgery? And then we're like, let's leave those in.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
I cannot figure that out.
Thank you. That's what I was wondering. And like, we all buy it. We're all like, oh my God, they finally got the flaps out. Oh, what are you talking about?
Yes. Yes. I'm 100%. Well, he's trying to convince himself, I guess. They're trying to convince themselves. Who knows? They got to find out if he can play.
Yes.
before they decide whether they should go get Michael Taylor or not, you know, before he signs someplace. Because if he can play 5 days a week, which doesn't seem likely, but if he can, then anybody can be your backup center fielder, right? But if he can't play, then you got to find out if he can play or not, so you know what to do about center field. So Austin Martin isn't ready to be an everyday player, and Willie Castro can't play out there every day.
Now, did you see the report? I think it was by Ken Rosenthal on Friday in The Athletic, that Kiki Hernandez is like considering four teams, including the Twins, that the Twins have. So that would clearly.
Is he a right-hand hitter? I thought he was a left-hand hitter.
Kiki?
Maybe he's a right. Must be a right-handed.
He's a right-handed hitter, but he also can play. He has extensively played center field before.
Okay.
So he can.
Well, he's a little better offensive, a little better at the plate than Taylor, right? Although Taylor hit 20 home runs or something.
Yes. But this whole thing of Castro or Austin Martin playing a ton out there, I don't know. I'm buying that.
Well, they must not be considering. I thought they were considering Austin Martin. He's been playing more infield than outfield. So
he's playing left field on Saturday against the Pirates. I think they started him in left field and Castro on Saturday.
Right. Well, he can play all over, but I thought they'd look at him as a center fielder in case the other, because he's supposed to be if you don't worry about power and you just let a guy run and hit the ball, slash the ball around, he's great. He's a very good athlete, but I don't know what they're up to. But they're, it is February, 27th, 28th? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is a little early to think we know what exactly they're doing here, But I think they probably are still trying to dig up one pitcher at the right price. There's enough guys floating around looking for a job. Who knows?
And on Sunday with the Cubs and Bellinger, the Boris fire sale has started. Now they claim that they're not going to do that, but Bellinger, $30 million on a 3-year, $80 million contract, Pat, that is opt-outs, just like Carlos.
Okay.
Did. So my question is,
but he gets 30 for this year?
Yep.
Okay.
But so he can opt out.
It gets smaller, in other words.
It's 30, 30, 20, but he's never going to get to the 20. He's not going to have to worry.
Okay. So it is. Yeah, it's the opt-out deal.
It's the Correa deal. But my question is this: Snell and Montgomery, I mean, he's going to have to put them somewhere.
Yeah, well, I think people are going to, to be conned by the Montgomery. They're just so stupid on the Montgomery thing, because he was another pitcher, and then he had a nice run, and all of a sudden this guy wanted him to get $200 million. Even Scott. But it is funny that Bellinger must have said, hey, let's go here. Go get me a deal, and if it's back in Chicago, that's fine. Snell, I don't know. I mean, I suppose you'd like to have Snell, but because he can pitch, but I don't like his attitude. He doesn't come across as having a good attitude. And you make him take a deal like that, he might have a really bad attitude.
No, that's true. He could go Lance Lynn.
Yeah. Although, if he wants to get the next contract, he's going to have to. Right. So you never know how to read these guys. But it is kind of fun to see Scott lose one, right? How much was Bellinger making there last year? 30 isn't some huge raise, is it? I mean, it might be 10 higher than what he was making or something. But, I didn't realize it. I just saw 3 years, 80. I didn't realize it was the same deal as
the Correa deal.
But I should have known. Yeah. I'm sure he's on the phone. He'll come back to his old buddies, the Twins. And, hey, the Twins might be willing to make one of those deals, because what scares them more than this year is they don't want to get the 4-year deal and not know what's happening TV wise the next three deals.
I don't blame them for that.
Next year they could have the way the MLB's talking, you could end up having $20 million in local TV revenue, and then you're in trouble. Yep. Even they're probably getting 40 something this year, so it's not like they're taking the big cut, but what they're afraid of is the multi-year contract with the great unknown. So you think our strip, do you think we had enough pub on the interview on Sunday? We only had Lavelle and I ended up writing about the same thing, and Chip mentioned it in his lead too. So we had three columns mentioning the Joe Pollad interview.
Yes. That's for which there might be a grievance file now by the Players Association because he either came close to or outright violated the CBA by talking about the fact that they weren't going to spend more.
Oh, really? And yeah. Flat out. Oh, I didn't realize
you
that.
Can't. I guess you can't say, yeah, we're not going to sign a guy to a contract for this much. I didn't know it, but Bob Nightingale, Bobby's father, had a report that there have been the Players Association's upset because you've had teams talk about their unwillingness to spend, which I'm guessing they're concerned borders on collusion if you have enough teams talking about
it. Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah.
You know, say, I'm not going to spend that on a player, that becomes an issue.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that if it sounds like everybody's saying the same thing, then I suppose you can go to a judge and say, or an arbiter and say, these teams have all set it up so nobody can get what they deserve or something. Yeah, that never thought of that. That makes sense. So, but you know, Joe can claim naivete, can he?
Oh, I'm sure he will. I'm sure he will.
And the Pollad family is probably saying, you know, son, we were better off when we never said anything.
Yep, that's what you know what this is? This is crazy. In the spring of 2022, when he said, you know, Kirk is not a Brady Mahomes, although that was 1,000% accurate, and then said, we don't want to go full Rams. And everyone's like, no, Spielman never talked. You're right.
Yes. Yeah, that is. This is, you know, Jim said total system failure, and that's, but he never said we're going to stop buying players. So,
right.
Yeah, that was, that, you know, that's, I guess that makes sense. I never thought of that. But anyway, I don't know. Yesterday was the grumpy fan shootout over there, though, the Red Sox fans. I talked to a few of them. They're mad, too.
Oh, God, yes.
I said, well, you should just tell the Red Sox to get in our division. They'll be the favorites. They'll be happy, you know.
The Red Sox said that they were going to spend and then did not spend.
No, they, and then they got their players ripping. Raphael ripped them. Did they pay Raphael yet or not? Devers. I don't think they did.
I don't think he's been paid yet because Bogaerts left for the Padres because he got paid finally.
Mm-hmm.
But, Red Sox fans are pissed.
Yeah, they, even the 75-year-olds were out there. They had such long lines yesterday, Judd, at JetBlue. Katie and I went as fans yesterday, and the lines were so long at the concession stand, I had to give a guy $15 to buy me two Diet Cokes when he was up in front. So a $2.50 premium for two Diet Cokes.
You paid a fan?
I said, a guy was like fifth in line. I said, hey, I made two Diet Cokes. Here's $15. You just made $2.50. So he said, oh, thank you.
So look at you.
Well, I had to do something, man. The lines were just terrible. I pointed this out on Twitter, though. Dippin' Dots is dead, man. Every line, everywhere. And Dippin' Dots had nobody. Didn't have a customer. I don't
really?
I think Dippin' Dots. I think it's all over for Dippin' Dots. I don't think we needed a new kind of ice cream. I think ice cream was just fine as it was, don't you?
You know what? I'm not a Dippin' Dots guy. By the way, Devers did get paid. 10-year contract, $313.5 million.
So now, and then he's complaining they haven't signed enough.
And now he's mad that they're not signing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got paid in January of last year.
Just take your 30, buddy, and be happy. That's okay. He had a home run yesterday on slashed it up there in the opening of the where they got you've been to JetBlue, right?
You've been to JetBlue. Several times.
Got the opening up in that opening. I tell you, that's a hell of a spring training ballpark. It's except for the wall being having the big hole in the middle. It's an exact duplicate of the other place, dimension wise and everything. Yep. The pesky pole, the whole deal.
Except they don't have a boardwalk because of that. You can go up on the top of the monster and walk around, But, you know, the boardwalk now is everyone's got them, I think. Toronto put one in. Dunedin's nice now.
Dunedin's terrific, yeah. You got to have the drinking. You got to have the drinking boardwalk.
If you don't have the drinking boardwalk, you're out.
Yes, that's true. That is true. You know, I just told you this, right? Twins leave here. They only have, if they're disgruntled, they only have 20 more years on a lease. 20 more years.
You know what the key is now? Spring training. To create so many distractions, you don't notice that players aren't there.
The guy at the Twins game, the PA guy at the Twins exhibition game, starts talking and giving us ads and stuff 25 minutes before the first pitch.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up. Play some music. I don't want to hear this. And they were introducing, you know, everybody who's.
What bar to go to?
And then every once in a while, there's a gathering of six fans down there for some club, and they introduce them, and it goes on for 25 minutes. You know, infield. Let's go back, take an infield. Come on. When do you think we'll ever see infield again?
There are adults now who do not remember infield. It's been gone for so long.
Yeah, they have children. They're going to their children's high school games, and they've never seen infield.
So. Exactly right. Hey, Patrick, tell me about your favorite place to get a car. Speaking of deals, you can get a deal at this place.
I was looking it up today. Brett Paul and Jim Paul's Valley Group of GM Dealers, Apple Valley and Hastings. 0.9% on the Envision SUV. They got a bunch of them. Pretty good looking. If you're the hockey, you got the hockey kid and the whole thing. They got four brands of SUVs now, the little one, from the little ones to the big ones. And everybody wants the SUV. 0.9%. What the heck? We're back to 12 years ago. The interest rates are great for these Buicks at Jim Paul and Valley and Brett Paul's Valley Group of GM Dealers. Apple Valley at Hastings, if you want yourself an SUV, this is the place to go. They got plenty in inventory. Total, they have 120 cars in inventory at Apple Valley. So go out there. You can pick something off the floor and be driving it in about 2 days from now at a very low interest rate. These are my guys. I've been buying cars from them for almost 15 years now, about every other year. And you can trust them, and they'll take care of you after you make the purchase. Interest rate, 0.9%. My goodness, that's pretty good.
It's a hell of a deal. Yes. Timberwolves and Bucks on Friday. Did you catch it? It wasn't necessarily...
I watched part of it. I didn't see the whole thing.
Down by 17 at one point. It got close at the end. But
what happened? They D'd him up? They didn't make shots? Or Milwaukee just better? Or what?
Well, it's weird because the Bucks have not been playing well with Doc. They look good, though. And then the first two games back, because the Wolves beat the Nets on Saturday.
Yeah.
Their offense did not look sharp. So
No, they were having a hard time offensively against the Nets, yeah. And McDaniels, I guess, finally did something that game. But, man, alive, you can't be.
Fourth quarter of the Nets game, Pat.
You can't be getting 2 points out of that guy. I mean, I know the other guys take all the shots and stuff, but you're paying him an ungodly amount of money starting next year.
Yep.
You can't be making one shot a game. It's he's been really a disappointment. I know he plays defense, but man alive, he can't be that passive offensively. He's got to chip into the cause a little bit, don't you think?
He sort of gets lost. I think passive's the perfect word. He sort of gets lost, and he can't get lost. He needs to contribute. I mean, and they need to involve him as well. But Finch said I think it was after the Nets game, he's got to, at some point in time here soon, snap out of it because if they're going to make a playoff run, you can't just lose McDaniels.
Yeah. And we were talking about this the other day. They're going to play somebody good. You know, they might be the number one seed. I don't think they will be, but if they are, it doesn't make any difference. You're going to play somebody good.
Yep.
You know, you're going to get the Lakers or the Warriors, or the Warriors might not make it. Whoever gets through the, you know, the play-in thing, they're going to have a good team right off the bat, and they got to get functioning. The other thing is he's been a heavy minute guy, man. Edwards and Cat are playing a lot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they get what's going on with Nas? We got to get Nas his 20 minutes and get him back scoring a lot of points, too, right? Once in a while, he has a pop.
He's streaky, Pat. He's streaky, too. Yeah. He can't miss at times, and then he'll go a quarter without, mm-hmm. you know, struggling from the floor. So,
yeah, it's, I mean, it was good that they didn't let those poorly as they played for much of that Nets game that they didn't let. They can't lose that one, but they got a stretch of home games right here, and they got
five left. It's a 7-game homestand.
They got to make some hay here. The Bucks, I'm sure, are getting killed over there because they went and got Dom to win the whole thing, and they haven't been nearly as good. But you know, they're when Giannis is healthy and playing, they're still pretty good. I guess it's not a big upset when you lose to the Bucks, but they didn't come out flying after the All-Star game. That's for sure.
No. And yeah, it's incredible. Giannis, every time he drives to the basket, gets a foul called.
Yes. Yeah.
Every time.
Luckily, he only makes one out of two, but that's okay.
He was good on. He was good on Friday, Pat. He was good.
Yeah, it is. It is amazing who they just automatically give the two shots to, and Ant. Of course, that's what Ant was complaining about, and all he did is get himself more non-call by doing that. So Giannis must not whine too much. I don't know. Is he a whiner? I don't even know.
I don't know. I don't think so.
He's so damn big,
but he just gets the calls too. So I'd be curious to see him not get a bunch of calls.
Yeah, see how it worked out.
He might turn into a whiner.
I was watching a game for 5 minutes the other night. It wasn't the Wolves, it was somebody else. And it was more of this, hands up in the air. And how can you, you know, the NBA guys are unbelievable. What they just let them completely whine after every game. So our Gopher basketball fever kind of cooled off, huh?
After the performance against Nebraska last night, yes. Yes. I think there's also this expectation that they're now, that they're an NCAA tournament team, perhaps. Yeah. Like, they're not that close.
No,
yes, they're playing better. It's great. Ben's been good for Ben.
They have to get to 11-9 in the league, at least. And then they'd have to at least get to the semifinals. They'd have to. For sure.
If not win the damn thing. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think they have to win it. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, they're 70. They were 73 before they lost last night. I don't know how far they went down. Somebody's calling the bride who's in the next room.
That's not a big deal.
She's got that thing cranked up loud enough to scare the neighbors, but
That's fine. But yeah, they are well, and if you take them seriously as a potential tournament team, that non-conference schedule kills them.
Yes. Oh, God, yes.
You can't take that seriously.
And I'm glad it did. I'm happy that they're made to pay for that ridiculous schedule because it was ridiculous. And, you know, they were supposed to go to a hotshot tournament in Vegas, and they bailed out on it. They were going to play we're going to play a couple, three good opponents. They'd be better off if they had some losses to bad opponents, the good opponents, than these wins against bad opponents, you know.
Absolutely.
But they're not a tournament team yet. They're not an NCAA team, I don't think. They looked really good the last game they won, but that's the best they got. They're not going to make threes like they made in some of those games. They're not a big 3-point shooting team, and they've been
awful for 2 years. So it's nice that they're at least watchable. Mm-hmm. I guess is the
you
way.
Know what's the funniest thing I've seen in my life? It was about 20 minutes ago before we came on. 30 minutes ago, the Gophers are going to have a maroon out tomorrow night against the Hawkeyes women's team. They're going to have a maroon out. That maroon out is going to be about 60% yellow,
yeah,
and, or black. What are you idiots doing? All it's going to do is show you how many Iowa fans are there. They bought all the tickets in December. Who do you think was buying the tickets in December, you dummies?
You see it the prices right now?
Gopher fans. No, the scalping to prices.
To watch Caitlin Clark, Shooter had one a note on this in his Sunday column in the Pioneer Press that the range goes to like $1,000.
The most amazing thing, Judd,
yep.
The most amazing thing is they sold out the entire Big Ten women's tournament because the only way to guarantee that you're going to have tickets for the quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals was to get the whole package, right?
Yep.
Did you see that? They sold this thing out.
Last week.
They're gonna have, I don't know what capacity they're going to have for women's basketball, 15,000 or something. Mm-hmm. They're going to have 50 crowds of 15,000 ticket sales with 800 people in there when she's not playing, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, it's incredible.
It is. Although Indiana handed them their heads the other night down in Indiana and then Ohio State. So they're one of the three best teams in the league, but they're not the – you just got to hope she makes it to the final is all. Last year, they were kind of the underdog and they were top three or four and they ended up making a run and got into the final. But it's a phenomenon. It really is. And, you know, I shouldn't say this, but I really did discover, you know, I was nobody else.
No, I know you did. You told me about it. I'm like, why are you going to Des Moines? I got to go see this game.
I've told everybody about it.
Well, you know, you do something like that, you should take full credit.
Yes, because nobody else can give it to me, right? I have to take full credit for it. But it is an amazing thing. We'll be back Wednesday. I think it'll be too late for me to go to the tilt, but I would imagine we're bringing out the troops. Although it's an 8 o'clock tip off, right?
Is that what time they're starting at?
I think it is. I think it's 8:10 or something like that. I think it's an 8 o'clock or so.
8 o'clock Wednesday.
We're
Peacock,
getting,
by the way.
It's Peacock?
It's a Peacock. Peacock's got a lot of Big Ten games now.
I know they do. But it's a phenomenon of starting times too lately. You don't know what day they're gonna play, you don't know what time they're gonna start.
How about last night's game?
Yeah.
It was 5:30 in Nebraska.
Yeah,
I totally forgot about it.
Yeah, another one. Well, didn't they're getting our Timberwolves ready for the playoffs too? Wasn't that a 9 o'clocker the other night?
9 o'clock against the Bucks, and you're right; those games are all going to start late
on the playoffs. That's the worst thing about being the West. I remember the one that we had one of them during the run in 2004 that ended after midnight at a home game, and I can't remember who it was against.
It was Sacramento.
I remember one thing is with the new Star Tribune philosophy on the print edition, you ain't going to have to worry about being writing at 12:10 to make the paper. You're not doing that anymore.
You can write till 3 in the morning for all they care now. It's only going online.
Yeah, right. They don't care anymore. So, you know, but I remember like filing at 12:10 because it's when the game ended. And now, That's not going to happen anymore, to say the least. So.
Well, that's like the, what was it, game one, Wild Canucks, the second round in 2003?
Yes.
Where they absolutely had to have the copy, and the Wild, I think, blew the lead, and then the Canucks won on like a Trent Clackel in overtime.
Yes. Oh, yeah, the Wild. Yeah, that's the one that won 2:12. Who tied it, Bertuzzi?
Have been Bertuzzi, and I think Klatz won the OT game winner.
1.8 seconds. I called you. You're probably working. I called the desk and
said, "I was sitting by you in the press box."
Oh, that's right.
It was me and Chip.
I called the desk and said, "Pick up grab that early column I wrote and throw it in there because that, you know." And they said, "Oh, we already put that inside. We need what you got written." And I said, "Well, I got written at the Wild one." I said, "I'll have to give you a nevertheless."
Yes. However.
Yes. The old
nevertheless, greatest transition word in sports writing.
Yeah. Right. Nevertheless. Yeah, that was fun. That was a great fun. It wouldn't be as much fun anymore because you wouldn't have the deadlines anymore to do.
No, you'd be writing for the website.
Yeah. It's not as much fun as writing for a print deadline and seeing if you make it, and then picking it up in the morning and saying, "Oh,
God." Or your computer crashes.
Yeah.
Or your old school trash 880 craps out.
Yes.
And all of a sudden it's garble going through and nothing else.
I told you this 50 times when I had my old Texas Instrument cover in the Cleveland Miami World Series. What year was that? 90? No, what was it? Was I had a what computer did I have?
99, right?
Cleveland.
No.
No, it couldn't have been a Texas Instrument. I don't know what it was, but it was overheating.
Yeah, I think it was just
I was trashed. I had to go into we were in the auxiliary press box, which was a dining room for football, you know, and we were there, and they had a locker in the back, a food locker in the back. I'd have to go in there between innings and cool it off in the locker, and I kept thinking, I don't know, he slams this door. I hate to spend the whole.
I wonder if Red Smith did this once in a while. Murray had to cool his typewriter off.
Murray's famous one was when he wrote the column about how he got locked in the men's room at Met Stadium, and if he had after the game, an hour and a half after the game, he got locked in the men's room. Somebody got him out of there, but. He wrote a column about what it would have been like to spend the entire winter in the men's room at the Met Stadium in Minnesota. So, yeah, that was. But that was when you handed your copy to some Western Union or somebody. It was great.
Right.
It was great.
All right, sir. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Unchained.
All right. Well, how are feisty twins give
up? I'm going to go watch it right now.
Yeah. If Woods Richardson gets them out, I'll be shocked. So. All right.
See you later. Bye, Patrick. Bye.